From the News Center, a news focus.
A trio of bills aimed at addressing the mental health of students has been advanced by the House Education Committee. Representative Aaron Coffer of the GOP talks about one of the bills.
This bill would create a pilot grant program to provide grants up to 35 school entities to support supplemental mental health services in schools.
Coffer says another bill calls for the development of age-appropriate behavioral health education programs into school curriculum.
School entity may utilize model behavioral health curriculum developed by PDE, and by incorporating these age-appropriate behavioral health programs into their existing curricula, schools will help to reduce the stigma related to behavioral health issues and ultimately improve the lives of students who may be struggling with behavioral health issues.
And a third bill directs the State Board of Education to conduct a study of mental health instruction offered by schools. Coffer talked about the need to address these issues in students.
Right when the pandemic had started, the mental health-related emergency departments visited increased by 24% for children aged 5 to 11, and for ages 12 to 17, 31% increase. A national survey of 3,300 high schoolers conducted in spring of 2020 found that close to a third of students felt unhappy and depressed much more than usual.
Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Mary Isaacson talked about the importance of addressing the students' mental health these days.
Everyone takes care of their children's physical health by making sure they get their doctor's appointments and everything else when their children are young. But we also have to remember that mental health is as important as physical health.
This is a crisis, a full-blown crisis, mental health in our students, in our communities. So I think we need to do whatever we can do in the most appropriate way to work together with our schools to support our teachers and our parents as they support our kids.
That's Representative Rob Mercury of Allegheny County. The last of our commenters today on mental health in students and legislation that's aimed at addressing it. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.